It's a nation that was built upon precepts that we find in Scripture. It's built upon your word. This nation was founded by Christians, not religionists, and certainly so that religious freedom could be found out and it could be lived out.
And that set the tone for the rest of the evening, where each candidate was given 2 minutes to say their piece. Not one candidate left the podium without the prerequisite God bless. Natalie Tomczak is a member of the church's community issues team. She and others created a survey that was sent to all of the 68 invited candidates. It contained questions about abortion, creationism in schools, and whether marriage should be legally defined as being between one man and one woman. Tomczak said those questions reflected the group's faith-based principles.
The whole purpose of our group is to inform the congregation and the community about issues that relate to our Christian values and our Christian viewpoint in our community.
Abortion was a hot topic among Republican candidates like Terry Kemple. He's running for Hillsborough County School Board after losing a fight with them over whether an Islamic man should have been allowed to speak at a public school. However, Kemple didn't have anything to say about the issue he championed.
I am absolutely 100% pro-life, and I don't believe that public funding should ever be used for abortion. Question 2A says that. 2B says public funding in certain circumstances. Should a law be passed that allows public funding in certain circumstances? And I said no. And the same with 2C. I don't believe that public funding should ever be allowed to fund abortion in America.
And incumbent Hillsborough County Commissioner Victor Crist, who has a challenger in the August primary, spoke about the issue.
When I served you in the Florida House of Representatives, I worked hard to ensure that partial birth abortions ended in the state of Florida. I worked hard to ensure that parental consent was put in place for minors.
Crist's opponent in the District 2 County Commission Republican primary is Tea Party activist Sharon Calvert. She stuck to issues more likely to come up on the county commission.
I strongly support free market policies and a market-driven approach that creates private sector jobs. I don't believe that we need commissioners to direct our local economy by proposing big government solutions that would risk your taxpayers. We didn't need elected officials to tell Sam Walton or Bill Gates or Stephen Jobs what to do and where to go.
Democrats were outnumbered nearly 10 to 1, and those who had the courage to show their faces at the conservative event didn't say much. Mark Nash, candidate for County Commission District 4, didn't mention anything that might sound too liberal. Instead, he just asked for a little consideration.
This election cycle, I want to encourage you to look at candidates, not political parties.
And William Bronson, who is running as a Democrat for a seat in the Florida House of Representatives, packed his 2 minutes with scripture from the New Testament.
For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share.
Afterward, Bronson asked for an amen. Few in the audience obliged. Republican State Senator Rhonda Storms got plenty of cheers, though. She's jumping out of the state legislature and trying to unseat embattled Hillsborough County property appraiser Rob Turner. Turner admitted to sending inappropriate sexual emails to his secretary, and that offended Storms.
And I would have been cruising to an easy reelection. For my last 2 years, I was term limited out, and it came to my attention that there were shenanigans happening at the Hillsborough County property appraiser's office. And I was very concerned as a Republican that Republicans would allow that to stand and that we would stand silent when those sorts of things were happening.
Finding a Democrat in the audience may have been like looking for a needle in a haystack, but there was at least one. Laura Collado, outreach director for the Hillsborough County Young Democrats, said she came with a friend who attends the church. He's a Republican. But even though she didn't agree with a lot of the candidates or their constituents, she said she's glad the church organized the event.
You know, you can pick whatever side you want, but to just not know an issue or not know who's running in your district, those are the things that I think these type of forums kind of combat.